The blessing defined is this. The blessing is the impartation of the supernatural power of God unto a human life by the spoken word of God's delegated authority.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue in this series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part two from that series, The Power of the Blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
The devil knows no respecter of person, but God doesn't either. God said, I'll bless you whether you say you're poor or you say you're rich. If you'll give your life to me and obey the word of God, I will bless you coming in and bless you going out. Come on, say amen, somebody. I want you to understand what a real blessing looks like. Write this down, Proverbs 10 and 22. This is what a real blessing from God looks like. The Bible says there, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. So if you're calling something a blessing from God, but you're worried about how in the world you're going to pay for it, I don't care if it's a pair of shoes or a Maserati. If it's bringing sorrow into your life, don't call it a blessing from God. In fact, sell it. Get rid of it. Pastor, not my jet ski. See, I didn't say boat, y'all. I'm going to tell you, real blessings from God adds no sorrow. In fact, real blessings of God are spiritual. Hear me now. I'm blessed when I go and visit the hospital, the nursing home, or I see somebody hurting in pain on the streets because I see how God's hand has been upon my life generationally. Somebody said, well, I just got saved. That's right. You're going to start a brand new cycle in your family because you gave your life to the Lord. Everybody coming after you is going to be the recipient if you'll walk in the favor and in the blessings of God. I wish I had a little help here this morning. See, I'm blessed more than I think I am. Say that with me. I'm blessed more than I think I am. Come on, help me preach a little bit. Pull out your little bony finger. You've been wanting to do this. Pull out your little first finger and just waggle it at somebody next to you and say, hey, you're blessed more than you think you are. That's right. You're blessed more than you think you are. You should stop complaining. You should stop looking down your nose. You should stop acting like you don't have anything. Are you sitting up in this building in your right mind? Did you walk in the door this morning on your own two legs? Did you lift your hands and open your mouth and bless the Lord? Did you be able to pay for a breakfast this morning? Do you have a job? Have you got a blessed family? Do you have clothes on your back and a roof over your head? If you got shoes on your feet, then you're blessed and highly favored. Stop complaining. Lift your head, open your mouth, and bless the Lord who has done great things. I wish you'd give that one to God right there. Come on. I'm blessed more than I think I am. Nothing holds me captive. Sin has no hold in my life. I'm carrying no grudge. I'm holding no ill. I sleep at night. I'm telling you, you can have a $1 million pillow underneath your head, but if you can't get a little sleep and peace in your soul, you can't sleep all night long. I want to know, is there anybody who can sleep at night with you and your own self? Your own conscience. You know what I'm talking about. The one that haunts you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Come on now. I can sleep at night. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I feel his anointing in my life on a daily basis. My home is blessed. My family is blessed. My marriage is blessed. My church is blessed. My ceramic dog at the house is blessed. Come on, somebody. The silk flowers on the corner of the buffet is blessed. Come on, somebody. The carpet I walk on is blessed carpet. The door I grab a hold of is a blessed door. I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed coming out. You know why? Because the hand of the Lord is upon me. Well, what happens if he all went away tomorrow? I'm still walking in the favor of God, because it is not in the abundance of things that make me blessed. It is in the abundance of God's hand upon my life. I wish I had somebody knew what I was preaching about today. Hallelujah. If you're blessed, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I'm blessed and highly favored. That's the reason why David opened his mouth and said, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. How many of you know you got to talk to your soul sometime? How many of you know that at one point David said, oh, soul, why are you distressed? Why are you disquieted? Why are you restless on the inside? I'm going to tell you, you know why David was next to the heart of God? It's because he knew how to repent and he knew how to praise. If you can know how to repent, you can know how to praise. I don't care what cloud you may be up under. I don't care what kind of attack you may be under. If you know how to praise, you'll come up like David and say, hey, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Some of you can't bless between Sundays because you're not looking for the blessing, you're looking for something else. But if you'll lift up your eyes under the hills from whence cometh your help, you'll start finding things to bless God for, and you won't have to wait for somebody to pump you up on a Sunday morning. I'm walking in the favoring blessing of God. His love lights the way. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out. I'm not going to wait for you to tell me. I'm blessed, blessed, blessed. Look at your neighbor and tell them you're blessed more than you think you are. That's right. Jesus looked at the 70 disciples that he called and sent them out into ministry, and he said, listen, whenever you come into the house of somebody, you pronounce, listen to this, you pronounce peace and a blessing over that house. When they came back to Jesus, the Bible says that they spoke out and said, hey, Jesus. Now, what are you going to tell the one who knows everything? Hey, Jesus. Something amazing took place. Whenever we got there, even the demons were subject to us in your name. What did that mean? That means that wherever they were, heaven came down. I don't know if you really appreciate that or not. I'm talking about the blessings of God came down, and the devil knew that they had arrived in that house. God sent the blessing so much that he says it like this, surely goodness and mercy is following you guys all the days of your life. So when they went from this house and went over to the next house, when they walked in, they were so blessed by God that the devil said, we got to go. Here they come. Y'all not hear what I said? When you walk on your job tomorrow, you better lift your head. I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about the confidence in knowing that I'm standing underneath the blessed cloud and the anointing of God. And when I walk in here, yeah, they need to shut their mouth from cussing my God. When I walk in, let them tip on out if they got to. But don't let me stand in that place and they feel comfortable with me standing in that room. I want your Holy Ghost to permeate the place. That's right, that's right, that's right. If they're feeling comfortable talking their trash around you, see, some of you won't do this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Just break out and start talking in tongues. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, that'll fry them. Come on, somebody. What you talking about? What are they babbling over there? Yeah, well, if you're going to curse my God, I'm going to stand right here and bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. You'll clear it out, Jack. I said, you'll clear it out. I watched a television evangelist when I was at working at the fire department, and they gave me the whole day room every Sunday morning. I mean, I had a private screening. Come on, somebody. They walked through and wagged their head. Listen, the reason why the world is all confused is because they don't know how to spot a real Christian. Because we're looking too much like the world. How about coming out and being different and let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable unto God wherever you are? Say amen, somebody. Satan is defeated when we understand the power of the blessing. There's peace that rules our hearts in the power of the blessing. I learned this not because I just read it out of the book. I learned this by illustrated practice. Whenever mom and dad would go to somebody's house after church, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, whenever it was, whenever we go visit or whatever it was, before we left there, dad would always say, let's pray. We'd join hands with that family or whoever it was that was there, because it wasn't about the meal. They joined together and pray. I'd hear dad pronounce a blessing over that whole house. God bless this house. Thank you for the blessing they are to us. Listen to me. Don't you go to your family, especially your unsaved family, and sit around and miss the opportunity. When you go and you're with your family or friends or whoever that it is, look for the opportunity. You hear what I'm saying? See, I'm just old enough now that I don't care. So if I'm at the airport or wherever I'm at, come on, somebody. I'm not looking for what they're bringing to the table. I'm not looking for how they're going to serve. I'm looking for the opportunity that God sent me there to encounter them. Come on, somebody. That's right. I'm looking for that opportunity where I can be able to inject Jesus into the conversation. Come on, am I talking to anybody in this house? Are you just there for the turkey and dressing? Are you going to look for the opportunity to be able to say, hey, I just want to tell you what the Lord has done? If they get up and leave the room, they'll come back because there's a turkey sandwich later. Come on. Jesus is the only one who can meet the need of your house, your church, your life. But I want to tell you about the blessing specifically. Write this down. The blessing must be spoken. You don't think a blessing. You invoke a blessing. You must open your mouth and speak a blessing. Peace comes when you confess Jesus Christ as Lord with your mouth. When God speaks, blessings happen suddenly. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the Bible says, let the weak say. Mm-hmm. That's about the way it feels. Let the weak say.
I am strong.
And let the poor say.
I am rich.
Yeah, let the poor say what?
I am rich.
I am rich. You know what? You look like you meant it. Here's a blessing for you right there. Now, so let the poor say. Oh, we're picking up a few folks. Let the poor say. Oh, yeah. Is that right? You mean that with all your heart? Well, there's you another blessing right there. Let the poor say. Oh, now we're picking up. Isn't it amazing? I got some Presbyterians going off in here right now. Let the poor say. Oh, are you rich? Are you really rich? Well, there you are now. Now you can go get you one of them expensive Starbucks coffees. So let the poor say, I am. Really? Oh, really? Really? Well, see, you don't know how much I got in my pocket, so... Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say. That is an absolute counterattack against everything your mind is telling you, everything the media is telling you, everything social media is telling you. It's telling you you're poor, you're beat down, you're depressed, you're not going to make it. But God said, let the weak say, I am strong. Oh, my God.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.